Tēnā koe, te whānau. Welcome to the Provise Project, your boy Timprovise. On today's podcast, we've got Uncle Tix and Uncle Jack. I don't want to say TikTok stars. They're everywhere these days. We have a little chat around just the growth of just notoriety, I suppose, for both Uncle Tix and Uncle Jack. But it's a really cool conversation that it takes turns everywhere. If you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/ the Provise Project. And thank you to everybody that has already. I really appreciate it, and we're getting bigger. All right, enjoy this one, eh? Peace. Olivia,
yeah. Thank you, Olivia.
Yeah, cheers, yeah. Fucking black niggas, my bad.
So what happens? What happens? What normally happens on birthday night there, Layden? You know?
Nothing really much. Got so much to do. I usually go home and go straight to bed.
Yeah, I know. You would,
That's
all. no special allowances or nothing like that.
No, man? I usually no shit. I'll come home and I'll go straight to bed. Most nights I do. I don't have time to do anything.
Shit.
You fucking want to go straight into it, eh, you bastard? Oh, yeah.
Straight in, cuz. Straight
That's
in.
Very fair.
Anyway, bro, fuck, bro. It's been crazy to watch your success, mind you. Because, I jumped on, midway, and then all of a sudden it just went fucking off the rocket, G.
Yeah.
Bro, was it crazy for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little bit overwhelming. I said this on my radio interview the other day. I did a radio interview and TV interview yesterday, and they asked me, how do you feel about it? And I was like, fuck. I feel good. But at the end of the day, if it wasn't for my flatmates and co being with me, fuck. And when we went around, for example, to the movies or something like that, I don't think I could. I probably would have stopped doing it.
Wow.
It's very overwhelming to the point where. People fuck, and I don't hate people, obviously. They come in your they come in your personal space. It's very fuck. It's very overwhelming.
Yeah,
Jacka.
9 years of having a coin.
Joy, Jacka. Have you ever had to get fucking stretch those traps out, bruv, and just be like, get the fuck away, G.
Yeah, bro. Oh, every time bro, I'm like, hey, look, I don't care if you're 9 years old.
I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, G. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello.
I do.
We're not.
I wear you out the ramp so we can have our lunch. Eh?
No, fuck. We're not rude people. We love our fans. So, it's just another one of those things, really. Eh?
All right, we're going to put a poll up, bro. I've got butter chicken. We're going to go 4 pies, bro. We got butter chicken pie. We got boil up pie, bro. What's another one, bro? I don't want to go steak and cheese and all that shit because everyone's going to vote for that shit.
Yeah. What about the old what about the old bacon and egg?
Yeah, bacon and egg.
Bacon and egg.
Or steak and cheese.
No.
What bro, didn't you have a Thai fucking
Yeah, bro. I had a Thai chicken curry pie.
Yeah, tikka.
Tikka.
Thai one.
Okay. Titoi. Oh. You have a Tito pie, fuck. You fellas. Alright, everybody in the chat, let's see what you fellas reckon, eh? Alright, bro. So it's been a busy probably a good month or so, eh? Just you going through all the media and stuff, Layden, bro. Is it
not just me. I have quite a bit more media presence than Jack, but it's been quite a busy month, yeah, no cap.
Has it been all has it been people to in terms of giving you advice and shit like that? Because I mean, Jimmy would be one of the two, right? He's the man.
Jimmy talks to us every single day. Talks to us about shit that I shouldn't say and what I should say. Unless it's Tourette related company. But a chicken pie, let's go.
It's up there.
Shit. Bro, yeah.
My sister, bro, she came back from Melbourne before lockdown. I told her about a butter chicken pie, she never heard of it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, it's and that's why I hit you up, eh, Jack. The BP, bro. Yeah. The BP pie is actually butter chicken BP one.
Yeah. They go hard.
Sorry, Jack.
Butter chicken pies. BP pies.
Fuck. Fuck, it's my favorite fucking pie. That's why it's the most loved one on
you. I know, so far. So, oh, fuck, actually, it's fucking killing it right now. Shit.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Yeah, no, as for media presence, oh, my agency just hit me up then. I just signed to an agency in the UK, but yeah, fucking, it's been boom. Almost to the point where I can't keep up with all the comments anymore. I just will post a video and leave it and then come back and read like 10 or 20 tomorrow. Jack will go through all of his comments and read out every single one. He's like, yeah, and me, nah, it's fucking
because I appreciate Leighton, you chucked in there and you're like, if you want to link up and everything, collab. And I was like, yo, fuck, yo, that's us, dude.
Yeah.
And then, like, fuck, and then I think I got in just before, bro, because then now it's like every motherfucker wants to work with you, my bro.
Yeah. You're better off going through him opposed to me.
Oh, yo.
I'll say no.
Yeah, shit. Wow. Bro. Have you met anyone that you thought, like, fuck, I thought I would never think I would have met that person?
Heaps of people.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone we've met, I reckon.
Yeah. Fucking, like, Sam Walker following me and the other big names, like, fucking all the Edge crew and, you know, television personalities. Paddy Gower, I want you to fucking link up with me. That's one person I want to link up with.
I've been trying to link up with him too, man. I've been trying to get him on my podcast.
Well, smoke some weed. What's he been saying?
he said to me, bro, I get all these ones that tell me to smoke some weed on camera. They're like, fuck.
Yeah, bro. No, Paddy, I don't want that. I just want to have a podcast.
But bro, there's heaps of dudes that like, bro, it must be buzzy, G. Like, do they know you? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, hey, you know, fuck. And then, I mean, that pretty much happened, like, since lockdown, right?
Yeah. Well, fucking, we have big TikTok names that follow us, like massive names, and you're just like, fuck, that's weird.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, like massive fucking names.
Well, when like Jimmy first reached out to us, even that,
because he doesn't reach out to many people to work, because, you know, not very many people suit his demographic. I'm not trying to be mean, but like, fucking, you know, he'll get messages from people going, fuck, you know, oh, would you like to do killer collabs and that? And he's like, yeah, but then he'll check out, like, I'll check out their money, for example. And it's like, you don't really suit me, so how are we going to collab?
Yeah.
It's not being rude or anything, it's just, you know.
It's just fuck, honest.
Anyway, our manager will go, nah, fuck, you're not doing it. And I'm like, why is that? Because he doesn't suit anything about your demographic.
Bro, how do you, because, I mean, both of you fellas have got, like, a good, like, surround.
Keep it moving.
You've got a good group around, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you identify who's a good person to have in your circle and who's just a fucking leech, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you can go first. I'll tell you my opinion.
True. I was going to say, you can just tell, bro. You can just tell. Especially those people that, like, you know, you knew, but then, you know, where were you before?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you're like, oh, hey, bro. You know? Hanging you up like that.
Because, yeah. But there's some tells, eh? You know what I'm saying? What about you, Lee?
Yeah. I don't give people the time of day anymore. I'm sorry if you weren't in my circle prior to it, I'm probably not going to put you in my circle now. That's just it. And all the people I used to be friends with that had me on Facebook, I fucking deleted like 2,000 of them. Leech off what I've got, and I don't give a fuck. Fuck, so I pushed away a lot of people. I, you know, people that I didn't really, never really make, went out of their way to say hello to me anymore. And then when we became fucking super well known on social media, fucking everyone wanted to be our mate again. I'm like, no, it's just nice to see you again.
I suppose you have to be like that, right?
Not always. Jack's fucking humble as. I'm just, I don't give a shit.
Jack's just a fucking soft cock, let's be honest, G.
I mean, I'm not rude. I'm just fucking have time for like the same fucking old school mates that used to bully me and now want to fucking be our mates. It's like, nah, bro, see you later.
Fuck, that would be, I bet there's a lot of those cats, AG.
There's only a couple of them.
Yeah, but then, you know, not even the ones that used to bully, just the ones that wouldn't even, you know, and all of a sudden, hey, bro, remember me? Remember me from F Block G? I was in your fucking like, shut up.
Oh,
yo, bro. Right,
we have this other thing. And, you know, I hate my old high school mates. Fucking, you know, they're all good. I'm still friends with like a lot of them. But like, fuck, there was a couple of them that used to hate on me. And now that we've got this massive following between us, fucking like, you know, oh, late nubble. But yeah, we've got these super fans, cuz. You know, fucking that like to think they know us and do dig. Deep digging on us like yourself to fucking find out all gossip and hate.
Hey, I haven't done no deep diving, brother.
I find that fucking
hard. True, I don't know.
It's just that I was talking to this chick named Selena, bro. She was from Otorohonga, and she said that you met her in the... Nah. Look at his face. Look at his face. Lane's face was like, Selena. Oh, shit. This is little toddler hanging around Otorohonga. Hey, bro.
Yeah, looks like that.
Nah. Fucking hell. But nah, bro, fuck. So, like, in terms of, like, how you started, because you started because of, like, COVID, right? You were just like, was it before? But you did do shit beforehand, right? Your YouTube was fucking pretty popping, G.
Way back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do stuff every day. Oh, with mate's girlfriend, really good friend of ours, or mine, sorry. And we used to do videos all the time. Fuck, and obviously my pills, my tics have changed since then, because I came all off my pills. I'm not on them anymore, so you know, I'm more vocal and more louder than I was back then. But I still had motor tics. You know, obviously things change over time with Tourette's, but I was still very much the same person. Yeah, I was just younger and a piece of shit.
Do you feel like since coming off them, you kind of like you know who you are, like you become more of like, you know, you understand yourself, because that's what I get from you, is that like, this is who you are, and it's not like a fucking, like a, you know, it's not like you're, you know, yeah, what I'm saying?
Yeah, much the same, yeah. Fucking, I feel a lot better, although yeah. I don't feel as anxious as I was when I was then.
Oh, wow.
Those pills made me super anxious, and that's what I didn't like about them.
Oh.
That's why I came off them.
Nice.
Fuck, you know, everything, cool. everything changed over time when, yeah, it was just time. Needed to sort things out myself and just do things, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
That's dope, bro. Nah, I haven't done no deep diving on you, Maji. I have to be honest. I only deep dive on, you know, the fame, yeah. those ones that you're like, that have done heaps of fucking press and it's easy for me to find it. I got shit to do, you know? I try to call your case manager, Jack, but he wouldn't get and then I went down to the brothel down in Otorohonga, bro, and they were like, hey, I know, hey, that's, you know, Jack.
Did you tell them that I had work? I was there all day.
You did all the courses. Oh, fucking
hell. Let me sniff your ass. Yeah, great.
Fucking hell.
You stink, sorry.
Oh, shit. Bro, so, like, in terms of, like, what you're doing next, bro, what's the fucking end goal for you, both of you fellas? You just want to keep getting bigger and bigger and maybe TV or some shit?
Well,
yeah.
I can't really say right now, but, yeah, there's some stuff coming yet.
Man.
There's a lot of stuff coming. Next time we do another interview, give us another month or two. We can tell you then. But right now, we can't.
Okay. We'll do it in person next time, eh?
Yeah, fucking hell. We're signed contracts, bro. We're not out of say.
I'll take you to some bakeries, some real fucking bakeries.
Yeah, let me just think. Can I say? I'm just trying to think what I can say.
Oh, no, I don't want to get you in trouble, Mudgy.
Well, coming back to the bakeries, you got a pretty successful series yourself, don't you? The old bakeries, brother.
I'm gonna pitch this now because I pitched this. Hey, I'm gonna come to Otorohonga and then we're gonna compare the Clendon pie to the Otorohonga pie.
Let's do a fucking podcast at the fucking bakery.
Fuck. I can't do that at Clendon. Fuck. We do it at Clendon, all the shit's gonna get stolen, bro.
South Auckland.
Yeah.
Where's the mics? I set them up inside.
Bro, but nah, straight up, man, I'm keen, bro. Because, bro, Jackie, you're going on and on about that Otorohonga pie, brother.
Bro, straight up. Listen,
shut the
potato top, bro, I'm telling you. Otorohonga.
I swear.
Village Green.
Honestly, I swear, all his fucking live streams all end up talking about pies, 70% of it.
That's what my fans want to talk about, so that's what they want to hear.
All these other kids on mine want to fucking talk about how fucking what it's like to fucking have tics when I'm doing shit I shouldn't be and fucking this and that and when you're sleeping and I'm like, oh, fuck me, your guys are so private.
And my ones are just like, oh, I love steak pies too.
Bro, what's it like when you have sex? Oh, shut up.
Oh, fuck. You get those kind of questions?
All the time. I end up blocking people because they say it so much.
That's what the fuck is that say? About?
Nothing.
Yeah. Oh, woo. Shit. Bro. What about you, Jay? What about both of you guys? Do you get some shit in your DMs? Yeah. Apart from that shit that you're just like, bro, you must. I remember one time, you said something like some dickhead fucking gets on your shit, and say some stuff. Fine. But you, that must be a daily thing, right?
Oh yeah, fucking. I get a hate comment every 5 minutes.
Whoa.
2.5 minutes. Yeah, it's funny. Depends on
my post. Yeah, depends on your post.
If I post fucking fuck, if I post something really,
what?
Say for example, I'm just trying to find something that I've posted.
Usually it's always like something to do with his tics.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. What he tics, but like for me, I don't really get hate.
No.
Nah. mine's just like. You're
so,
funny.
You're
like,
so
oh,
big and
round.
Oh,
those the old BBWs coming.
Yeah.
Nah, joking.
Hey, like, you know, all the BBWs out there.
Oh. Is it not for me.
I'm sorry.
all those aunties at the marae. Just hey. Yeah,
nothing wrong with aunties at the marae. Bro,
we get approached by all the aunties.
They fucking make the mean ass raro juicer at the park. Fucking mean. Up,
always a crumb in there.
Yeah, fucking hell. Someone's like touring pies. Let's crack a beers.
Yo, G, we're gonna do this shit.
Yeah, bro.
We're gonna do this shit.
Come down, bro.
Yeah, fucking weird. We're going to Hamilton next, yeah, Hamilton. And then we're going to go to Rotorua and Tauranga, and then we will be there at Rotorua. Is there any good pies around your place though?
There's one across town at Five Crossroads. We always go there.
Yeah, that's pretty mean.
Yeah,
Cameron Road. That's a known one. In Hamilton.
So in terms of, so let's talk about like content creation. And so, like, with the content creation, how do the ideas come? Do you guys sit in the morning and write them down, or you give an idea and it's fucking reciprocal? How does it work with you fellas?
Yeah, oh, pretty much like that, bro. Like, we'll be yarning. Like, honestly, we'll be doing nothing. We'll just yarn, bro, and say something funny and crack up. But, oh, that'll be a crack up as idea for a video.
Yeah, it's funny. Oh, and then fucking I'll go, actually, that'll be fucking mean for a video. And Jack will be, I'll see it first. I'll be like, ow.
Bro, I love it. Hey, Jack, I love it when you say, that's dumb, G. It's the best. You need to do that more on your thing. It's dumb.
he always does these ones. I was with his nieces the other day, and fucking I was yelling at them. And then, like, one, Riley had just broken her arm. It's one of his young nieces. And fucking I cracked up, G, and I'm like, you know what, bro? If you weren't doing that, I said something funny as. And I was like, I was just something along the lines of, well, that's fucking dumb ass. And that's why I cracked up laughing. And I'm like, yeah, you know how I know it's dumb? Because it is. You're dumb. It's just the humor you've got to be able to take when you hang out with us. It's kind of like, you know, if you do something dumb, I'm going to give you fucking shit until you die.
Hard.
So some people, when they hang out with us, they're like, oh.
I'm like, oh, well, then don't hang out with us.
Yeah. Dude, oh, never
give it
mind.
Back. Fucking give it back to us.
Are you kidding? Serious,
but that's the worst, though, is when you fucking going roast city on everybody and then somebody does all good then. Those are the best ones, man. And then then it's like, yo, that's an easy target, let's keep going after that person.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's the sky, bro. I don't even do that here. I don't even just go over that same person. I'm a humbug for that, bro. I'll straight up, I'll keep doing that to the point where they'll get pissed off with me. My neck says you're dumb. Yes. Yeah, that's crazy. What else?
Oh, look at that butter chicken pie going
hard. Yeah,
oh no, shit.
Plug as hard as.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. I'm just going to give a cheeky plug on my Instagram.
Go for it, bro.
I reckon you should take that. Can you change the poll?
I got to start again. You know what we need to do next, bro, is ice cream flavors, my G's.
Hey,
a bit of a Neapolitan type of thing.
Your Neapolitan ice cream. All right, we got Neapolitan, bro. Neapolitan's just indecisive. You just don't know what you want.
Fucking good. You can have one of all three, cunt.
Greedy cunt.
You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
Everyone always wants chocolate and strawberry. Well, forget the vanilla.
Fuck, you're right.
fuck, how do you spell Neapolitan? Jeez.
Neapolitan.
If I got it wrong, you get it. What about you, Jack? What do you got?
Orange Choc Chip Bo.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
Bo. Yeah. Orange Choc Chip Bo.
Yeah, Bo.
Gee, I'm gonna go with their banana choc
banana.
Chip. Their banana choc chip, my G.
Oh, banana choc chip.
We got another one or what?
Oh, bro, what about cookies and cream? Oh,
Alex, give me a fucking flavor. Mint choc chip.
Mint choc chip. Mint choc chip. Oh, yeah, we got the choc chip. Okay, mint choc. Oh, I'm such a.
Oh, Alex cooking a dinner in our kitchen.
Yeah,
oh, shout out to Alex.
Shut up, Alex.
Let's get a shot.
Fucking bitch. You're fucking son of my face.
Shit. Sorry, man. I'm chop chip. And what was the other one? Oh, banana, mint, orange.
What do you think goes caramel now? I fucking love that.
You're getting a bit carried away now.
Yeah, settle down there, mate. Settle down. All right, one in the chat for A. Chuck them in the polls, Margies.
Anyone vote for Neapolitan, I'll follow you back.
fuck yeah. Oh, fucking bullshit. Let's fucking start this one again. Get that out there.
Oh.
Oh,
fucking follow it.
You're just real cool.
Yeah, here we go. Let's get it in the chat. So let's get into some viewer questions for a little bit. Hey?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got we got a couple in here. Oh, fucking hardly none. Let's get some more questions in the chat, my whānau. We got, who, out of you two, who cooks the mean feeds?
Probably me.
You've never fucking, you've never seen me cook.
Yes, I have. You only cook fucking steak.
Yeah, we are.
That's why. Yeah.
Liv
makes the mean feeds.
Yo.
Yeah.
I can still cook though.
Yeah, I can still cook, but
it's hard making a good steak, man. I just want to put that out there.
Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't say you make a good steak, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah,
I never said it. I never said it was good.
I don't like rubber.
Next question now. Are you fellas fans of the pie sandwich?
Oh yes.
I've never had one. Never really had one, bro. Here we go.
Oh, you come to the wrong combo, brother.
It goes to show fucking how moldy I actually am.
Fucking basic.
I'm a basic moldy.
Yeah, bro. I see with the old pie sandwich, bro. I usually cut it in half and have two half sandwiches, eh?
Yep. Bro, I started putting the Big Mac sauce in there.
Aye.
Bro. Shit's like a Big Mac fucking pie, man.
True.
In a sandwich.
Oh,
fucking hell, mate.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm going to try that. Yeah. My mistress lets me be off keto.
Bro, you fellas get down for the jump jams?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Bro, what was the go-to jump jam?
There ain't no party like an S Club party.
That's not my one.
Nah, actually, that's not my favorite one, eh? My favorite one is pick a coconut from the coconut tree. Yada, 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 yada.
Best coconuts that you've ever fucking seen.
Yeah.
Oh, see, it's that, eh? Hurt the feelings, G.
Yeah.
What about.
My one was fuck away.
Hey! Bro, I used to, because I'm a teacher, bro, and then, like, this kid, he's the naughtiest kid in the school, way, and he always used to say, like, fuck away, away, and I was like, hey, hey, hey. We got one from Simp, bro, in the chat, bro. What's your strategy for cooking the mean steaks?
You go first.
I'm trying to think. Fuck! It's all right. So what I usually do is put a little bit of oil on it, fucking salt, pepper, rub it all in, flip it around, do the other side, make sure it's fucking like hot.
Yeah.
Put a fucking bran oil in, because bran oil has a bit of like a high heat. You can fucking and then fucking cook it. Ooh, I probably usually flip it about twice, and it should be perfect inside. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do it for very long. Yeah, I'll do a video on it one day.
Bro,
you already have.
fuck yeah, I've done heaps of
fucking. What's yours, Jack? Just chuck it in a chuck it in a fry pan. All good.
He's the type of dude to put a fucking lid on top and leave it in there, bro.
Put it fucking boil it up.
This guy doesn't know. Bro, you know, you pat it dry, bro. You pat it dry. All right, get the old salt and pepper, bro. Fucking all over it. Get the old pan hot. You know, sizzle it, bro. About a minute 37 each side. Boom. and then here's the secret, bro. Ooh. Chucking about a couple of tablespoons of butter.
Oh.
Into the pan, bro.
You put garlic?
Yeah, garlic, thyme, bro.
Oh, if you have time,
usually I'm running a bit slow. Yeah, yeah, and then just baste it, bro. It's all about the basting. Honestly.
I thought you were going to go, there's one secret ingredient, just don't wash your hands.
Yeah. Nah. No. You know, you pat it dry with your hands. Yeah, make sure you slap it too before you put it in.
It goes, bro. That kinky shit. What's your next one's from Fiasco, bro? What's your dream collaboration, bro?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Fucking probably like David Dobrik or Daisy Keach. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah, probably some of the UK, fucking the US TikTokers.
Oosh, mine's probably Edison Ray.
Oosh.
Full stop.
Bro, I thought Uncle Jack was going to say Uncle Bully, and I was like, ah.
Oh,
get old Uncle Bully in there. Yeah. You fellas should do a parody of the old Once the Warriors.
Well, let me tell you a story I can't tell you. We're going to be going somewhere in the next, when we come back from what we're doing prior that we can't talk about. And after that, there's a little bit in the middle that we can't talk about either. And then at the end of that, we're going to go somewhere.
And do something else we can't talk about.
But we're going to do a parody of something and you're going to really like it.
Okay. That's all that matters. As long as I like it, bro, I'll be fucking in there, G. I'll be like, yo.
It's very Kiwi.
Yeah. You'll hate it, bro. You'll hate it.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm saving you though. That's okay. Yeah.
I'll watch it and I'll be like, that's dumb.
Fuck off, Jack.
Yeah.
You watch it about a whole minute.
Oh, Leighton, that's dumb, man.
Yeah, fuck you, gay cunt. Sorry, bro.
It's okay, brother.
Man, fucking crack up ass.
Fuck. All right, next one, bro, from the bro Simp. Top three TikToks you've done, bro.
Hold on a second.
That's a toughie.
Yeah, it is. He's pulling them up now.
I'm pulling up all 100.
Fuck. Bro, this poll is fucking busy right now, bro. It's pretty clean.
Yeah. Yeah, this is up, bro. Yeah, good contenders, too.
Neapolitans at...
Contenders are on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Neapolitan and ours.
Yeah. What? You just said it was a good one, Kev.
Yeah. I know, that's why I want it. Yeah, fucking mink.
Now everybody's going to be expecting a fucking follow from you. They don't know. They don't know. I don't know, bro. We've got a couple more minutes. Let's put some. Oh, look, banana chocolate chip, bro. Where's the disrespect of the mint chocolate chip right now?
Yeah, I thought that was a bit of a far left pick in
you. Okay, hold on. I got one of my favorite ones that fucking me and Jack ever did. Fuck, it was way, way, way back when Uncle Fetu or fucking Fetu here could finally come over and see us after lockdown, and the yarn was, fucking. We didn't have any space in the house to let him stay because all the beds were being used up, even the non-used beds. So we fucking stuck him in the corner there on a fucking mat there, on a little fucking workout, like Pilates mat, chair Pilates, and we didn't have any blankets there. So I fucking Manu Nui the fucking mat on him. Honestly, cuz, it fucking took us
an
hour and a half just to film a 10-second clip because we fucking kept laughing. It was so funny. And this is before we were super big. We were only at like 20,000 followers and fucking it was like, fucking I was losing all my shit. It was the funniest thing I've fucking ever done in ages. Fucking crying with laughter. Yeah. You gotta go and watch the video. It's way back down. Fuck.
I'm gonna go and have a look for it after the stream, mate. What about you, Jack? What about from you?
Well, one of the ones, probably the one when that one,
you still see.
And the one when he drops me off in the morning after a party.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
That one's crack up is.
I mean, yeah, fucking, obviously, you know, obviously we have favourites and non-favourites. Fuck me, that went hard, that video.
Hard.
It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever done in ages.
Oh, the Xbox one, bro.
Oh, fucking, that went to like 2 million views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking can't believe that.
Xbox 420G.
Where is it? Oh, 1.4. That's my fucking first ever video that went to 1 million. That's crazy. Oh, I can't believe that. Anyway, I'm gonna post in the fucking chat real quick.
Chuck it in there, my bro.
What are you posting?
The link to the one that I like.
Oh yeah.
So if you guys want to go fucking view it after this, fucking hide in my coon reply, you fucking cunts.
Fuck, bro. It must be cool doing an interview where you just that fucking nobody's gonna fucking mute anything. G, you can go hamburgers.
Here's the thing. Fuck hamburgers. Fucking the thing is, bro. I said that to the Edge the other day. I said that to the brothers on there. Because, their big boss was there and he's standing there talking to me. And he told me some stuff he really want for me in the future. And I was like, let's do it. And then he turns to me and goes, he turns to the team and goes, what do you think about non-centering this? Oh, fuck. They're like, they kind of brought it up. And then they go like, oh, we'll just talk to our boss about it. And, bro, I went live fucking calling them penises and fucking everything on this. It was mean.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, don't fuck, you know, there's no point fucking sheltering it for what it is because, you know, yeah.
Because it is. It would sound weird too if it was as well.
Because it's like, it's everyday life for you, you know what I'm saying? They just need to be honest with their shit, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good of them, bro. All right, what's the go-to burgers at McDonald's? Yo, I got Big Macs, I got quarter pounders, what do we got?
Oh, bro, double quarter pounder.
Double chicken McCheese. Double McChicken.
Hey!
Yeah,
double chicken McCheese.
I love them, bro. Small, itty bitty. Let's go. Not getting as fat.
I got, what else we got in there? We got a fucking, what else? Bro, I'm a big fan of the filet of fish, Mudgy.
Bro, filet of fishes go hard.
Alright, let's see what the chat reckons, eh?
Filet of fish.
Yeah, there we go, Farno. One in there for the Big Mac. Two in there for the quarter pounders. Three for the double chicken McCheese. What the fuck is that there? Fucking hell. You can't even I can't even say that at the fucking counter without laughing.
Hey, fucking mess.
Oh, excuse me, sir. May I please have a double McChicken with cheese? They'll fucking laugh at me,
yeah. Yeah, sorry, what the fuck is that?
you want to go to KFC.
Oh, my friend was telling me about them. You get them all the time.
Bro, you should hit them up, G. They'll be the McLayton, my G.
Yeah, fucking that boy. I hit them up the other day. Fucking like, McDonald's, please sponsor me. And they replied. It's Cracker Bears. They're like, we see you. I'm like, oosh! Fucking this Cracker Bears.
Bro, have you, and here's a question. I'll be waiting to ask, bro. In terms of like, people that hit you up around like sponsorship and shit. Bro, how many fucking eat-asses out of like real ones do you get? Do you get a lot of people that are like, yo, fuck, we want to give you this and this and this. And you know it's all fucking shit.
To be fair, I probably can't give you an exact number because fuck, a lot of people they don't come to me. I go through our manager Daniel.
Oh, that's good then.
And he probably, I don't know how many he ignores, but there's always people wanting to send me stuff. But this is gonna sound really weird. Nine times out of ten, I don't accept it. Even if it's a massive company, there's been a couple of companies that have come to us and gone, hey, we'll give you this, and it's fucking hard to turn down. It's a product that you're like, holy shit, that's cool. Fucking, and then you're like, but at the end of the day, that's not going to pay for my car to be fixed. So, I'll just pass on. So, fucking, and Daniel's like, don't do it. Don't do it. And we'll just move on to the next one. So, that's why you don't see any promoted posts on there except for Loa and a couple other people because those are the fucking, you know, they're the ones that approach us first and offered something good. You know, it's just like, okay, cool. Jack's different. What do you have an opinion on? That's me. Oh. By the way, yeah. It's not always about money, by the way, but, you know.
Oh, but, bro, you got...
It's our jobs now, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now, yeah, you know, you got to know your worth, eh? Mm. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Don't have to sell yourself.
Yeah.
And I respect companies that come to us because they've gone out of their way to go, fuck, it'd be cool to work with, fuck, you know, and do stuff with and, you know. You know, we've got a comedic background now online. Yeah, it's super cool. Oh, but, you know, I don't know. I just have to look at it that way.
Let's go back to some viewer questions, bro. Bob the Boot Ups says, if you could tour somewhere for content, where would you go, man, after COVID?
Probably the UK.
Yeah,
UK. I would go to the UK. Because I want to go to the US. Not now.
I'd love to see you fellas in Japan, eh?
That'd be funny. No. You sit there, I've already got like ideas.
I'll yell at fucking some
idiot. No, that's why it would be the fucking bestie.
These people would be like, who the fuck did they live? Why did they leave this in my
country? They'll come up to me and think I'm Jerry Collins.
Oh, fuck. You wish, Shouty. Bro, I went over there, bro, and it was like right after the World Cup.
Yeah.
And I knew, bro, if I would have just, I just bought my All Black shit. Yeah. And I got so much free shit, G. I was just like, no, I'm a prop for the All Blacks.
Yeah, fuck,
they hooked me up, bro. Free food everywhere.
Bro, that was like my cousin there with you, bro. They thought he was a rugby player as well.
Fucking, this person's like, Otorohonga, Lil. I'm like, fucking, Otorohonga fucking shits on every other town now. We
on. No, we on,
bro. I know this for a fact I said it. Just taking the best
decision. All right, next one's from Rewa Hard.
Oh, Rewa.
Rewa. When are you guys going to do a collab with Waiata and I'm Fabs?
I'm Fabs. Fabs, sorry. Never be around. They're super busy, though. I know that for a fact. They're always real busy.
We did some like early airs videos with Waiata when she was here in Hamilton.
Yeah, we did actually.
We did some dances.
Yeah, it was cracking.
That's about it.
Yeah, no, they're cool people. I like them. So it's just like, you know, I guess when they reach out to us, they're always keen. Yeah.
She can ball too, man.
New Zealand, cuz that's mean ass. I don't know much on Fabes. Haven't really spoken to him, but I'm pretty close with Waiata. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. Speaking of balling, bro, Judah balls too, man. Have you seen her play?
Fuck, nah.
Nah, bro.
We were with her today, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were with her.
She can play. She's up.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Oh, one outs. One-on-ones, eh?
Yeah. One-on-ones.
That would be the best.
Judah, if you're watching this, straight up.
Oh, wait there, bro. Wait there. I'll zoom in, G, and fucking give her the word, G.
Yeah.
Judah fucking sucks.
If you're watching this, you listen to me, okay? Oh, listen to me. 1v1. 1v1. I'll cross you up. First 100.
Hey, 127. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Open challenge.
Clip that, bro.
Fuck
clip
you,
that.
Judah. Yeah, clip that, bro. Nah, I love you, Judah. Judah, sit on my face. Listen to me, Judah.
Yeah. Next one, bro, from Just for Kicks, bro. Who sleeps on the bunks?
Cherry Mother, Just for Kicks.
Yeah, fucking, you would say that, eh, Craig?
Yeah, bro, who sleeps on the bunks?
Yeah, fuck, that's an ugly.
Yeah, bro, that's my...
That's actually the dog house, bro, when you're in the dog house. Nah, I don't.
Nah, that's my bed, bro.
It's his,
bottom one's my bed, top bunk's my wardrobe.
Yeah, that's literally it. That's fucking Cracker Bears.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Bro, do you plan on doing any stand-up comedy? We've been asked to do stuff, but it's just like, obviously we can talk, but fucking hell, I don't think I can hold people for that fucking long.
It's true. It's
intimidating stuff, bro. The old stand up.
Yeah, I could tick and make people laugh like I always do. Oh, but like, fuck, I don't know. You can only call people a penis so many times before they don't like it anymore.
Once.
Depends how you say it.
Yeah, true.
Penis. This isn't text, by the way. Penis. Yeah, you're a fucking penis.
That sounds fuck off. That sounds nice. Ooh, delicious.
That's your favorite.
It's
okay. Bro, the quarter pounder's winning out on this one.
Yeah, bro. See that? My quarter pounder brothers out there.
QP
you go up to Mecca's drive through. The next time you're there, you go up to the box. You're like, oh, what would you like? You lock them in the speaker box.
Fucking speaker box straight through the speaker box.
You can see them looking at you. Yeah, can I get a full pounder large combo?
Ooh, I know about the full pounder, Budgie.
That's it.
I know about that.
I get a full pounder.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I finished work at about 7, so maybe. Oh.
Pound her. can I fully pound her?
That's good for me. That's
really
funny.
So anyway, fuck, I was talking to one of the bros from your back in the day for your Leighton.
Okay.
And he used to work with you, G. His name's Oscar.
Yeah, I know Oscar really well.
And he told me to ask you to tell the story about the time you told someone to fuck off at the and got in trouble, bro. And I was like, fuck, he must have said that all the fucking time. Is this all
that? Yeah. There was a couple of times, actually. I remember fucking at my old work. I worked at one of the other countdowns. And fuck, I ticked this lady. It was a real bad day. And I ticked her and told her to fuck off. And then she complained. And fucking I got sent home, even though I couldn't help it. Yeah.
Bro.
Oh, but, there was other times, bro. Fuck, where this real racist lady came through. And it was at Claudelands, my old store. Fuck, and this bitch, bro, she came up to me and was being super racist. And then I was like, fuck. And she's like, oh, I said, I greeted her in a Māori, like, tone. I was like, kia ora, how are you? And she's like, ugh, my grandparents were alive. I'd be fucking rolling in their grave, or they'd be rolling in their grave listening to this. I'm like,
fuck.
I'm gonna fucking edge you. I'm gonna open up this can of fucking whoop ass spaghetti and vomit straight at your fucking fat ass mother.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I wanted to do. Fucking so I just instead stood up and went, oh no, fuck off. 400 people, and I was like, oh, that works. That fucking breaks the ice, doesn't it? And fucking my boss comes over and goes, what? I'm like, say he's being racist ass, fucking bitch. And all these people tuned in. I'm like, she's like, you can't say that. I'm like, well, I'm not fucking serving you. You can get out. What are you going to do? I don't care if I get fired. I've got fucking other things I can go do. Fucking say what you want to say, because I'm going to win. Okay, at the end of the day, I'm still going to win. You can fuck off.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, you should have ended it, bro, with like, hey,
oh. Should I go fuck away, away.
Fuck off this bitch, a bitch, a bitch.
Oh, shit. Because,
yeah.
Bro, the bro told me that I shouldn't say the word lettuce around you, my G.
Oh, I always used to yell lettuce at work and fucking used to throw lettuce leaves across fucking apple stands and shit. It was cracker bad.
It's cracker bad.
Fuck you, Oscar, you big ass lettuce.
Oh, shit, bro.
I used to do a lot of stuff with him fucking before we became super busy because he's a journalist. And he's a nice journalist. He doesn't like to talk shit about me. Mm. Like, you know, or not that there's any out there that do at the moment. There's always going to be something that pops up in the media. But, you know, I've been really happy because there's been no journalists that have been like, yeah. Oh, fuck this cunt, or wanting to have a, you know.
Fuck, I dare them to fucking do that shit.
Yeah, hard.
Shit. The fucking flames that would fucking come down on those motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's a lot of people that will defend me. A lot of very well-known people that we know, and fucking they'll rip them down. So that's okay. You guys got some hate on me, go hard.
Fucking hell. I would actually like to see that shit happen, just to see someone get fucked up.
Yeah, me too, actually.
They will.
Oscar, fucking step your game up, cunt. Nah.
I love Oscar. He's
yeah,
cool.
He's a good...
Fuck that lettuce. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. All right, bro, let's get into some quick fire questions, bro, before you got to head out. Cuzzies, what's the colours of your toothbrushes?
Blue.
Pink.
Mine's pink. Blue. No, yours is orange.
I got two.
Oh, okay.
My one at home is pink, my one here is orange.
Oh, yeah.
My mum bought my toothbrush at home. Yeah.
Oh, thank
you. At least it's not skin colour, eh? That's what my mum's pink. What's the first piece of KFC you fellas go for in the box?
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Wicked wings.
No.
No.
Please.
Fucking, oh, a wing.
Wing.
Yeah, I'll go for a wing.
Ew.
Oh, ew. Damn, I'm sick of your fucking weirdos.
Well, yeah, that's the fucking weird one. That's only tiny, yeah, Mudgy.
Yeah, that's the one that's... I'd rather eat the breast.
Compensating, cuz.
Oh.
Compensating. Compensating. Fuck off, chat.
I got thigh gang in the fucking chat, G.
Yeah, thighs all day.
Yeah, fuck your thighs.
I'm a fucking breast man, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you look like it. Oh. What about KFC? What about KFC?
Oh, shit. bro, what is the... What smell, bro? What smell makes you happy, my bros?
Oh.
This is going to sound really weird. It is Olivia's perfume. It's one of the Zara collection. It's really nice.
Hey.
Yeah. If she wears it, I'm super happy usually. She doesn't wear it very often, though, because it was like a one-off bottle they fucking did. Oh. So, yeah, but no. It's one smell. And like the bush. Yeah. Not the mo- not the bush.
Not the picky bush.
Yeah. Okay, bush. Mine's straight up oil up, eh? Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
The old water
crisper.
Fuck
away.
Open up the floor bar and smell that boil up. I'm like, fly.
Thank you, man.
Room for a good night, eh? Room for a good night.
Fuck, I like the smell of fry bird, G.
Fry bird,
you know?
Yeah,
you
guys heard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just not allowed to eat it, man. Wow, this is.
Like, when you cut like, it open?
Or like, close out the dryer? Oh,
yeesh. Yeesh. Yeah, actually, yeah, fucking eh.
Yeah.
You want to change? You want to change your one now, Lane, or no?
Yeah.
I'm all good. I'm not fat.
the two fat cunts in the conversation, bro. What kind of pie are you into?
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
No,
ice cream. Ice cream.
Hey. Fucking makes me happy.
I'm
fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking the smell of my rum. I'll fucking sing a bottle.
Oh shit!
I fucking love the smell of stolen rum. Stolen. Sponsor me.
There we go. Fucking.
Bah,
print
bah.
That shit. Bro, what was the go-to cartoons growing up?
Dexter's Lab.
Oosh. Talking
mine was, hey, it's Franklin.
True. I hated Franklin.
Yeah, that used to be on before all the good shit used to come on.
Hey, watch out. Or Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus.
Yeah, Magic School. Yeah, that banged.
The old Yu-Gi-Oh, bro, and the old Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
I don't mind a bit of fucking Dragon Ball Z or fucking Bakugan.
The first time, bro.
Beyblades.
Yeah.
Fucking me, almost pissed my pants.
Yeah.
Did you fellas have the Beyblades?
Yeah, bro. Actually,
bro,
I won a Beyblade competition at the very first Armageddon, bro.
Oosh.
Yeah, I was.
Did you summon?
Eh? I was 7 years old, bro.
Did you summon G? Fuck! Yeah. Did you summon actual?
He summoned
straight up, bro. And it was me and this Japanese guy, bro, in the finals.
Fucking would be a Japanese guy. I'm surprised he didn't sass you out.
Yeah, and this is the champion, bro. I believed in the heart of the Beyblade.
Oosh. Did you have the actual ones, bro, or the $2 shop ones, G?
The actual ones. Yeah, I had actual ones.
I'll tell you later.
No, I had extra ones. Fucking you buy from the sports world, the Kings, and Otorohanga there, you fucking buy from like the lotto shop. Yeah, fucking they. They're like $30, but fuck, I had like 10. I know this. Shit. Yeah, we're hard.
Bro, did you guys get into the Pokemon, Steve?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, okay, bro. Without looking at each other, okay, think about this. I want you to look at the other, and then what Pokemon... Like what? So Jack, what Pokemon is Layton, and Layton, what Pokemon is Jack?
Okay, ready?
Ready?
You can go first.
No, you got to do it at the same time.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
And three, two, one.
Ghastly.
Ghastly? Fucking Ghastly. Why Ghastly? Ghastly for the bro.
He smells nice.
Because he's a scary motherfucker.
Am I Bulbasaur?
Yeah, you look like I've got the same face.
Yeah.
See?
That's Cracker Bears.
It is Cracker.
Oh, shit.
What about the bro? What do you reckon? Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
In three, two, one.
Snorlax.
Oh. Ow, fuck. I'll take an Onix, but a Snorlax. Fuck you, Adji. Fuck you, huh?
He's powerful as. He just never wakes up.
Yeah.
No, I reckon I got that those magma eyebrows, G. Like, you know, I got the magmas, G. I got the magmas right there. Yeah,
no, you do. You're the old slowpoke, bro.
Ah, fuck you. Ah, fuck that you, cut.
You're a bit of my makers.
Mr. Mime.
Ah, fuck, I would have said old fucking. Bro, I'll get you later,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Remember it, yeah.
Yeah, you'll find me in the fucking DMs after this, mother.
Yeah, bro. As soon as you find it.
Bro, what about old Ninja Turtles? Do you get down?
Yeah, bro.
Same thing, bro. Which Ninja Turtle are you each other?
I didn't get into it.
Oh, okay. Have you seen the movie?
All right.
Yeah, I didn't really.
I reckon he's a Michelangelo, G.
That little rat gun.
This guy's. Nah, this guy is straight out Raphael, bro.
Yo!
Raphael is real serious.
Fucking AJ.
Real angry.
When old Wet Whistle got us, bro, fucking listen to this, you know. When Wet Whistle got us at the base the other day, I didn't know it was him, but fucking, the kind of fucking sprayed Nixon and I with fucking fire extinguisher, bro. I was pissed off, mate.
He was angry, Andrew. He was
like, what the fuck are you going to do that for me for, my fucking expensive shoes and shit, you fucking bastard. And then I found out it was selling. I'm like, gee, this fucking... I was... Because they were waiting for us to post something online, and I was like, fuck, I'm not even... This isn't even funny. He thought it was crack of eggs.
I thought it was crack... Only because I saw it, bro. They posted it on TikTok. Yeah, fucking, I started cracking up. And I'm like, wow, that's funny. Yes, he would have got so angry.
Fuck me, bro. He just know me. Fucking, if I'm going out to a serious venue, fuck with me, I'll probably be pissed off. I'm like, fuck. Oh, I just thought it was crack of ass, bro. You're fucking losing your shit, and there's me. It's not even funnier.
Later now. Just telling that story, I can see the vein coming from your neck, man.
Your forehead, eh?
He had a fucking getting the magma eyes on. Jesus.
In the fucking balls when I see him, but fuck me. At the time, though, Nixon and them, they're fucking like, kind of funny. And then there's me in the back. Bro, that's fucking dumb. That's not even funny, you egg.
That's a Raphael. Easy.
Yeah, so he told you.
Yeah, straight up. Bro, Disney princesses, bro, what's the go to?
Oh.
I'm probably an Elsa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Or a Cindy, old fucking Rella.
The old Rapunzel, bro. Yeah.
You love pulling hair, eh?
I told you that.
Leighton's probably like, Nala, gee, I'm into that. I'm into that beastie shit.
Not smelly enough.
I'm into that bush. into that hairy mutt. into that.
Yes, he's gone quiet.
he's guilty. fucking hell, baby.
No, Nala.
If someone's like, Nala can get it low key.
It's funny.
Oh, fucking hell. Bro, do you fellas get pineapple on your pizza or nah, geez?
I do.
Yeah, bro.
Alex does. That's good, hey? He loves pineapple on pizza, hey, Debs? Yeah, you fucking bitch. Like, fuck off. Fuck.
Bro,
you ever meet her, chuck pineapple at her.
People that don't like pineapple on their pizza, they need to grow up.
Yeah.
Nah. just kidding, Alex. You're all right.
You're shit.
You're all right. Respect, Alex.
Yeah, respect.
Well, that's fucking cracker bands.
Our fucking mint chocolate chip came last. Now, what are you fucking? Our fucking hell, Alex. I can't even see you on the screen.
Neapolitan.
What came first, Neapolitan?
Yeah, fucking hell. Quarter pounders came first in the other one. What should we do next, boys? Boil up. Oh, boil up, bro. What's the go-to? What's the first thing you grab out of the boil-up? I got apart from the bones, because obviously we're going to
get
bones.
Okay.
I get the quarter west.
The quarter west.
Yeah, watercress. Watercress and a
pie. Oh, yeah, some puha or watercress.
Yeah, nah, I always get the doughboys. I always get the mustard.
Fucking A, bro. How disappointing is it, G?
You always get it first in a boil-up?
When you go and get, you go to the pot and all of the boil-ups have been taken, bro.
Bro.
The disrespect.
The disrespect. Oh, they leave. You go to grab it, bro, thinking it's one of them and it's a potato. Oh.
Fuck.
All right, we got doughboys, puha, or potatoes. Anything else? Ah, that should be all good. Apart from them. Or the bones. We'll go for meat, eh? Votes in the chat, Farno. Here we go. What have we got? Oosh.
Fuck.
I feel like...
I got to go to the doughboys, G. Straight
I feel
up.
Like the doughboys and the meat could be pretty contested, eh?
I reckon. I got to go to the doughboys. Hey, I got to put the one in. Ooh, lamb necks, bro. Lamb necks or necks? Yeah, bruv. Fucking eh.
Are the best.
So, which one out of you two is most likely to be caught up in the mattress room at the marae? Be honest.
Probably this guy.
Why me?
Because look at you.
You're pretty fella, G.
Yeah.
You know?
You know?
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. It'll be you and her in there.
Yeah, but it would probably be you and your cousins. No. Oh, sorry. Wouldn't be me. Fuck that. I wouldn't do that. My auntie would slap me on the forehead.
Yeah, probably.
I couldn't do that. Fuck. I just feel so fucking weird.
Oh, man. Old Kyunga. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Okay,
Diddy Mona Ewe. Sorry, can you help that one? Fuck, that was a bit. That was too deep, eh? No pun.
Well, it depends on who it was. Oh.
See, that's funny, but I could, you know, I'm probably fitter.
All right, see our next video, running race.
Yeah, and Jack, hey, oh, do you want to do it? Yeah, we'll just do it tomorrow, guys. That's actually fucking Greg up there.
That's Greg up. That's a good idea. I
said it.
Oh, shush.
I want to write that down. Fuck.
Bro, what did you spend your money on at your first job, your first paycheck? What did you spend it on?
Oh yeah, I got it. My first job, bro.
What was your first job?
I went and got like $80 worth of KFC, bro, for me and my family. For me and my whānau, yeah. It was mean. I turned up. I was like, oh yeah, mum and dad got us KFC.
Oh, I don't want
to
say
this. Oh, are we having boil up tonight? Oh, just have both now. Nah, we've saved that KFC for tomorrow.
Fuck! What did I fucking buy? I fucking bought a rock of M. Nah, joking. I'm taking the piss now. Yeah, I bought a fucking massive gram. No. What did I buy? I think I bought a. Because I started working when I was like 13, 14. At the spray and bake there in Otorohanga. The car painters. Shout out old fucking car painters. Shout out Chucky and them there. You fucking, I know they follow, so yeah, we on, let's go. But I bought a fucking Age of Empires game. Age of Empires 2 and Age of Empires 3. Fucking go figure. Oh, let's go. Yeah, you better watch your mouth.
Do you follow the Xbox or the PlayStation or the PC? Which one's the go-to now? You guys play much?
My PlayStation's always on. It's right here. Yep. I play every single day and record myself. So,
what have you been playing lately?
Call of Duty.
Yeah. That it? That's the go-to?
All my mates are on this. So, fucking, yeah, at the moment, yes.
He's the man at Call of Duty, too. Do you play?
Little bits, but not really.
Well, what do you usually play? Like, nothing?
Bro, I've been playing... I play the weird games, bro. The ones no one else plays, you know?
Yeah.
I played this game called Super Seducer, bro. It's around... how to score the WAS, brother. Yo. And, bro,
it sounds like dodgy porn game.
Bro, it is dodgy porn, geez.
Super
seducer. I'm not even fucking lying, bro. One of the like, to finish the game is to get a threesome, gee. In this game. We gotta get
into this. Fucking, let's make a video on this.
Fuck, it's an actual game. So it's this dude, right? And he thinks he's the man. So he's done all this, like, he's done all these videos, and you have to choose which way to go. Kind of like those choose your own adventure games, books and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
right.
I just play it because it's funny.
Yeah, no, that's all. Nah. I told my missus it's just for work. It's research.
Research.
Yeah.
How are we going to get into this recent? Oh, boys, don't worry. I've got
this. Do you need help?
Oh,
I got you.
Oh, bro.
Bro, I got you, bro.
I know.
Wingman 5000,
yeah. I'm the super seducer.
I am. Super Saiyan seducer.
Oh. What about you, Jack? What have you been jamming lately?
Bro,
or Jack?
GTA
Jack.
5, bro. GTA 5 or Dota, eh?
Bro, have you seen the RP version, the role plays of GTA? What?
Nah.
Bro, fuck, it's the funniest shit you've ever seen, G.
What is it?
So you got to play it. So you play it on PC, but it's like...
a fucking big nigga.
So you create your player, and then you have to pretend that you're that person in the world? And it's all online, bro. All online. Like, everybody in the world is real. Yeah. So you're, like, talking to people, and it's a real person.
Fuck.
It's bad, G. Hey. I'll give you some... And all you need is the normal one, and then you just, like, get a mod for it. It's the craziest shit you ever seen, bro.
Oh yeah, bro. Yeah, sounds crackabiz.
It's crack up.
I'll do that.
Yeah, bro.
Give us a link to the mod. Can I do it on PlayStation?
Nah, you can only do it on a PC, G.
Well, that's dumbass.
Well, I know it's dumbass.
Fuck. Yeah, it's crack up. Okay.
Oh shit. Bro, what's the first thing you notice about people, bro, when you first meet someone?
Can I ask you a question first?
You ask me one, G.
What's your favorite video of ours?
Oh bro, I'm recently I like the fucking the playground one. That was the shit. Cause the bro fell off, and I think it was just your reactions, Jack. Yeah, dumb. And then bro, the one with the mum, the one with the letterbox G. And then Leighton puts the fucking, and then he's the mum, and then that one's pretty fucking cracked. Yeah, but bro, I can't choose, bro. Shit.
Yeah, that mailbox, bro, it's because our mate knocked it off.
Yeah, fucking big thumbs down to Quinn. Fuck.
Yeah.
Still not even on properly.
But I do like the cooking ones. The ones with the egg one, the water one, those are all fucking classics, my bro. And I'm like, I could watch those over and over again.
Absolutely fucking petrified of eggs. Fuck. Give me an egg, I'll throw it at your head. Fuck. It's literally, oh my God. Fuck. Yeah. But like, it's the same with like fucking knives and that. I don't usually touch knives or glasses. Fuck.
Bro, he's scary when he's around knives.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. They always have butter knives.
He and one of the, what video was it? It was one of your cooking ones. Fuck. And he kept the ticking of him with a knife. Ooh. And like, you read the comments and everyone's like, oh my God, my heart stopped seeing you almost stab yourself with a knife.
But that's the reality. Yeah. It is. Every single day. So, don't give me a knife, give me a butter knife.
Yeah.
A butter knife.
But still, bro, that could get through your fucking eye, G.
Yeah, it could take that one. Fuck. Stab me straight.
Goes like that. He goes like,
fuck, bro. And you know what? That's what fucks me up when people go like, ah, fuck, he's only, you know, like when they say that you're only faking that shit. Bro, that's some bullshit, G. Whoever says that, he's a fucking smack.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. I just ignore it now. We just learn to get over it and ignore it. So.
Yeah,
but that's wretched as, bro, because like, fuck, they don't know. But,
hard.
You know?
Yeah. And that's why... Like when I was talking to you, bro, I was like, bro, I'm not gonna talk about no fuckboy shit. I'm all about like this kind of shit. The real shit.
I mean, you know, there's Jack, he's a bit of a fucking
fucking
Next question.
Next question. Which one of you is a fuckboys? Nah.
Well then all the out of hot. They're fucking not.
Oh shit. All right, bro. I got one more question for you. Okay. If we'll see if we've got anything from the chat. We've got a couple from the chat. Oh, here we go. Chair Uncles.
Hello.
Are you voting for to legalize the weed, cuz?
You can go first.
I don't know. I don't really care if it's legalized or not.
I'm voting for it. It's another industry that could be introduced. $500 billion industry in this country that we can make money
actually.
The more the merrier. I didn't mind. Because it's a $500 billion industry underneath the table. So fuck the government. Fucking they're so dumb. But like, yeah, they need to bring it in. And fuck Judith Collins. She can suck my ass.
Fuck. She's a fucking scary looking bitch, eh?
She is over their eyebrow, bro, honestly.
Bro. And they're
fucking looking like the Rock, bro.
I mean, you know, I can't really tell you who I'm going to vote for, but fuck shit.
Yeah, you do you, brother.
Same with Jacinda, she wants to bite me. Couldn't help that one, sorry. That was a bad tick. Yeah, fuck. Just ignore me. Jesus. Fuck.
And bro, like, in terms of, like growth and stuff like that, bro, like, I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys have, eh? Like, I'm just like, yo, I'm so, I'm just like, bro, like, it's a great thing you're doing in terms of, like, bringing things like this to the fucking forefront so everybody learns and educate people, you know?
It's like that, you know, fucking, obviously, I educate people every day with threads. Oh, but, you know, fucking, I don't know, it's just one of those things. People need to be also open to learning because there's a lot of people out there that aren't.
You know? Well, bro, like, even today when we were at BP, there was, like, this old bastard that was in there. And he said that he saw the thing on the project last night. He's like, fuck. He's like, yeah,
man,
yeah,
and real educational,
motherfucker.
And I was like, hey, Jackson. Jackie goes, what the fuck did he just say? And I was like, yeah, brother, thank you so much, bro, for watching and supporting. And Jack's looking in the corner behind him, like, what did he say? Fuck, it was funny, bro. Fuck. You know, his head is fucking sausage on his mouth. Yeah, yeah, fucking. You know, fucking half his teeth are falling out. I was like, yeah, uncle, that was mean ass.
He had the old tomato sauce, too, and pouring it on for each bite. Fuck.
It was nice ass, but fucking Jack's like, cuz, what did he say? I'm like, oh, yeah, he cracked me up though. Old father was all for it. He's like, yeah, I appreciate that. You taught me so much. I'm like, thank you. I'm glad that you're a big supporter of it. And I'm fuck the massive reality of how I live. So it's like, you know, mean. Thank you so much. But yeah, me and Jake, Jack had a good fucking laugh when we got in the car. Like, fuck, it was cracking my ass. Like, do you understand what he says? Like, oh, not really, but you know, I got the
gist. It made no sense. He was just going, well, he's just going, yeah. All right.
What the nicest guy. Fucking crack me up. Yeah, I don't know. Cracker man's follow. Cracker man's, honestly. Crack me up.
Yeah, bro, but have you noticed you got a lot more cousins and second cousins and second uncles come out the woodworks?
I actually got a message today.
This guy?
I got a message today. I can't. Oh, I don't want to say this in case you're watching. It was Craig Bears, fucking out of the blue. Oh, I don't know who they are. Fucking, I have no idea who they are. Hi, I just found out today your mum, Carla, is my stepdad's second cousin.
And I'm just like, what? Sure. I feel like I want to start sending these messages to you too, G.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, who is that? I sent it to my mum and she hasn't replied to you, but fucking I was just sitting there like, I've never met this lady before. I was like, oh, anyway, killed her. I was just like, oh, yeah. But fucking that, on the live streams, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, you're my cousin. Am I? I'm sure everyone says that to me. And Stan Walker's my uncle. It's just like,
yeah. Oh, hey, we must be related then.
Yeah,
he's my cousin.
Yeah, same, my uncle. So you must be my niece.
Normally it's either The Rock or Mark Hunt. Oh, that's my cousin, G. Mark Hunt's my cousin.
Mark Hunt is my cousin. Yeah, Mark Hunt.
He is. I trained him, actually.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, I know this, bro, because I saw them training for 15 years.
Honestly, told you.
Yeah. Bro, those fucking yarns, eh? Fucking, we did that. We did a video at the Kiwi House, bro. Fuck, that was funny. Thank you for bringing me here, Uncle. Yeah, fucking, eh? All good, bro. Been here 100 times. But the way that video came out was super funny, eh? We were walking around, and Jack's like, oh, there's the Kiwi there. And I'm like, yeah, bro, I've seen it 10 times. And I'm like, let's do the video. He's like, what? I'm like, let's do a boy parody. Or like something like that. He's like, oh, crack up. So fucking we walked around the whole bloody place doing like a video for another hour and fucking it just took off, blew up.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, fucking it was, oh, it's so funny. Yeah. But there we go. It gives you a bit of insight into how we fucking made that video and where it came from.
You just get the, like, a couple of ideas and you're like, fuck. Because it's good to have someone like both of you just fucking buzzing off each other, you know? Like, yeah, fuck, what about this? Oh, yo, fuck, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because when you get in charge of a video by yourself, bro,
it's
hard as
hell. It's hard as shit. That's how we do it with both of us. Fuck, okay.
Makes you respect people that do that. You know that shit, you know, like when you do it with one person or another? Bro, it's hard work, bro. Like,
bro, like, I respect Jimmy Jackson, bro, for his skits that he does.
Yeah, fuck. We know how hard it is to build something. Yeah. I mean, fuck, you know these people out there, fucking, for example, they'll go, oh, fuck, that acting was dry. I'm like, fucking, yeah, well, we ain't no Hollywood actors. However, I would love to see you put down a camera, make sure the sound's nice, fucking the music matches, you know, we could drop music and when to bring up your pitch and things like that. Fucking, I would love to see you build a video because if you can show it to me. Oh, also, if you want to pull 700,000 followers out of your ass, that would be nice as well. But fucking, if you can't do that, you know, just shut your mouth.
Flex. Check the fucking stats.
Sorry,
check the stats, motherfucker. That's all you got to say. This is a question from the brother, Cherbro Lily. Who can do the best poo cunner?
Jack.
Yeah, Jack's poo cunner is legit, eh?
Hey, that's like,
we'll
do one now.
I got a thingy.
He's got to rest his chin up. Gee, he's got some work to do tonight. he's got some work to do tonight, brother.
Yeah. Don't want to strain that tongue.
he's got some work to do tonight, my G.
Fuck it, it's crazy.
Sorry, brother's got a turn in early tonight. Got some money.
Then next minute comes out. Hey, boy.
Coming out as the crimson chin, hey. How are you? I'm good.
What the fuck? A crimson chin up in this bitch. Oh, deep sea diver over here looking for the killers, G. Oh, bro, that was all you on that one, Jack fucking hell. Shit, don't put me in this shit, G.
Oh,
bro,
team
effort, eh? Oh, yo. And the bro's quiet now, AG, so it's like, yeah, fuck, we won.
I can't fucking wait till this cunt gets the missus so I can yell at her.
Yeah, I'll just knock you out then.
All good, so I'll still fucking do it.
Oh, shit. All right, boys, last question. It's the predator question. Do you know the predator question, G?
No.
Nah.
Here we go, guys, okay? The predator, you know the predator, the fucking alien predator, comes down, bro, and fucking looks you dead in the fucking eye.
Yeah.
And he says, listen.
BG Marshall.
does the telepathic talking to you, says, "I need your seed. I need you," and brings the fucking dread down. It's got little fucking teeth on it, right?
Says,
"You need to put this dread on your fucking peen, and give us your seed so we can survive our planet with your seed. Are you taking that option, bro? Or are you gapping it?"
If probably see you later, eh?
Fuck your civilization, bro. I want my pen.
Bro, it's just getting sucked up from the predator. Geez, not that bad. Shit. You know, you're getting a bit of a suck off from
my poor peen.
Yeah. Oh, nah, well, see, it wouldn't work anyway, bro. It'll be too small.
Oh, that's you speaking from wisdom. And
yeah, bro. Fucking little worm fit between the teeth, like boom, boom. Feel a little fucking snakey in there. What?
Weapons if you say no.
Then you get eaten up, Margie.
Oh, right, I'll just do it then.
Just chuck it in, chuck the peen in.
Yeah,
fucking
I've lived a good life.
You fucking dirty bastards.
As long as no one's there fucking not filming us or TikToking us, we'll
be sorry. Oh, okay. Hey, boys, I'll let you go because I know you've got to go for a Kai. Thank you so much, eh, my bro. I really appreciate this.
Our pleasure. Sorry it's taken so long to get us on here. Fucking
fuck, you're here. That's all that matters, my G.
Yeah, fuck, we have been super busy, but at the same time, I appreciate you. Also followed you back on Instagram, so yeah.
Oh shit! I've fucking made it, mum.
Yeah, woo! Let's go in the chat. Let's go.
Let's get some woos. Let's get the woos in the chat, Farno. Let's get the fucking woos. Yeah, boy. All right, bros.
Rick Flair.
Yeah, get the woos.
Ah, you fucking bastard! Fuck that!
Fuck. All right, boys, take care and have a great night, eh? Hey, and later, eh? You know, it's okay to, you know, make sure you got a code word, okay, in case it gets too.
Yeah.
It's lemon.
Kinder
hockey.
Oh shit. All right, boys, have a great night, eh?
You too, bro.
Cheers, brothers. Cheer. Yeah.